Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode. Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Romans chapter 2, the verse number 11 says that there is no favoritism with God. It's simple and it's straightforward. That's it. There is no favoritism with God. You know, with human persons, sometimes we can influence them because of our closeness to them, our relation with them, our bonds, our affinities, our social networks, and our shared memories, shared past, and all those things. We can influence them. But with God, we can't influence God by any of these things because we share none of these things in common with God. And so the Bible simply says, when it comes to God, he doesn't deal in favoritism. God has no favorite. Sometimes Christians want to convince themselves, oh, I am God's favorite. It is against the revealed truth of Scripture that God has no favorite. There is no favoritism with God. There is no favoritism with God. And so when it comes to God's judgment, and he says that he is giving out eternal life to those who persist in seeking, in doing good, seeking glory, immortality, and honor, he cannot pass that same eternal life to those who do evil or to those who disobey the truth and obey unrighteousness. No, he can't, because God has no favoritism. So when people do evil and when people disobey the truth and choose to obey unrighteousness, he can only reward them or repay them with affliction and distress and indignation and wrath, because each will be repaid according to their works. That is verse number 6. Each will be repaid according to their works. And when people do good, God cannot say, because you are a Jew or because you are a Greek, I am not going to give you glory, honor, and peace. When Jews do good, they receive glory, honor, and peace. When Gentiles do good, they also receive glory, honor, and peace. There is no discrimination. There is no partiality. There is no favoritism, because God has no favorites. He is a judge who works according to his word, according to his law, according to his principles. So when it comes to God, we actually decide what we receive from him. If we want immortal, eternal life, then we must seek glory, honor, and immortality whilst persisting in doing good. If we want to avoid wrath and indignation, we must avoid evil. If we want to enjoy glory, honor, and peace, then we must do good. When it comes to God, we determine what we receive, because there is no favoritism with God. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.